Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Some ambulances are bypassing the University of Chicago Medical Center today as it prepares for a 24-hour nurses' strike that's set to begin tomorrow morning. Here's WBBM's Rob Hart.
The one-day strike will begin at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. Some patients are being transferred out of the hospital as a precaution, and ambulances will send patients to other facilities. Chief Medical Officer Stephen Weber says trauma patients will bypass the hospital during the course of the strike.
No, we are actually not going to be able to have folks who are victims, again, of accidents or intentional violence brought here in ambulance for care. So that is a consequence of the strike, that for the period of the strike, we won't be able to provide those services.
The last contract expired in April. Negotiations between the nurses' union and the hospital will resume on Wednesday. Rob Hart, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Will County authorities say the more than 2,200 fetal remains found at the Illinois home of an abortion doctor who died this month were from abortions conducted between 2000 and 2002. Will County Sheriff Mike Kelly says he's never seen a case like this.
In the 31 years that I've been doing this job, I've never seen anything like this ever. It is a strange, you know, it's one of those once-in-a-lifetime things.
Kelly says it appears that all the abortions were conducted in Indiana at a time when Dr. Ulrich Klopfer was working in that state. The fetal remains will be sent to Indiana, where authorities there are investigating.
Well, backers of an elected police accountability board say their efforts are regaining momentum in the Chicago City Council.
Co-sponsors of the ordinance creating a civilian police accountability council say they expect a city council hearing on the proposal next month. CPAC, as it's called, would elect a civilian board with the power to hire and fire police officers and the superintendent. And Jasmine Easterling with the Chicago Coalition Against Racist and Political Repression says it also would set police policies.
We call on the 13 alderpersons who sponsored CPAC and the entire city council to enact the people's inalienable democratic right to determine who polices us and how we are policed.
Alderman Carlos Ramirez Rosa is hopeful.
We've spoken with Chris Taliaferro, chairman of the Public Safety Committee, and he has promised us that there will be a fair hearing in October.
At City Hall, Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 FM.
An intent to strike a notice has been filed by the union representing teachers and staff at Evergreen Park School District 124. The decision comes after months of negotiations. Teachers, paraprofessionals, and support staff are currently working without a contract. They're at odds with the district over high turnover, which the union says leads to low wages. Talks are expected to resume on Monday.
And a rural woman says she's looked for a job for the past year and a half, and she says she's turned down repeatedly because of her service dog.
I've been to so many interviews, literally 12 in the past month and a half.
Jessica Morales is looking for a job in customer service.
When I'm there at the interview, people are like, oh, you're like the perfect fit for this job. We love you, but we're not entirely sure that HR is going to approve your service animal.
Her service animal is Kovu, a Cane Corso, who helps with her PTSD-related condition.
Or if I'm in the interview, some people are like terrified of my service animal. So I get the feeling that I'm not going to get the job. So I'm just like, okay, I can't really do much there.
Rachel Weisberg is an attorney with Equip for Equality here in Chicago.
The bottom line is that the ADA protects the rights of applicants and employees with disabilities.
Weisberg says too often they see cases like Jessica Morales's. Steve Miller, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Three Chicago area charities are finalists for the 10th spot in the Bears 100 Community All Pros Initiative. The Center for Enriched Living, the Center on Halsted, and Mobile Care Chicago are all vying for a $100,000 grant courtesy of the Bears. Vice President of Communication Brandon Faber says fans now can vote online for their favorite.
We've got anything from children's services to shelters for homeless, veteran programs. They nominated the first nine that we've already selected. They will vote on one of these last three.
Nine area charities already been chosen from hundreds of nominations. Each winner will be honored at a home game this season. The Bears are granting a total of $1 million in honor of the team's 100th season. You can vote for the final recipient on the Bears website.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM
anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com on the Radio.com app and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.